Well, folks, coming up tonight on Dateline NBC, I've been seeing the promo on Twitter. I actually saw it on television as well. But this is going to be a pretty powerful piece they're going to do tonight, and it deals with faith-based boarding schools in Missouri. In particular, they're going to take a look at a facility down in southwest Missouri in the basically Cedar County area, Humansville. I'm Brian Helsworth, and joining me to talk about her bill, and she actually is going to be included in this Dateline story tonight, is Representative Carrie Engel. She is a Democrat from Lee's Summit who's been working on this issue for several years. Representative, I appreciate your time. The first thing, I guess, to start this interview, the first thing that sticks out when I watched the promo and I saw your comments to Dateline NBC is the fear that was in these children's eyes that were talking on camera. It was horrible what they were saying.
Right. They were absolutely terrified. They were essentially being tortured by the people that were supposed to be taking care of them and treating them in most circumstances. And then when they did try to escape, many of them were met by either law enforcement or child welfare professionals that didn't believe them or did not help them in any kind of way. Basically, due to the belief that these were troubled kids who were manipulative, and it set them up for continued abuse.
Representative, you have filed a bipartisan bill. Rudy Veed is a Republican from Wardsville, not far here from Jefferson City. You have the bill as well, and he is the co-sponsor. To address similar situations, these faith-based boarding schools, what can you tell us about your bill in a nutshell?
Absolutely. So the important thing to remember is that this appears to be a systemic issue. We've heard about this in not just one facility, but facilities across the state. When this was first brought to my attention, I contacted then Chairwoman Sheila Solon, former Representative Sheila Solon, who was the chair of Children and Families. We had a hearing, an oversight hearing, to hear from the child advocacy agencies and professionals around the state, as well as the Department of Social Services, to get a feel for what the concerns are, where are the needs, where's the holes in the system, and how can we address that through legislation. So we started there. We were looking at the laws and the way that all of these children have fallen through the cracks, and what was readily apparent was that there's a religious exemption for religious boarding schools. And that meant that they had absolutely zero oversight at all. There were no regulations, no oversight. It means no health and safety standards, no background checks, no criminal background checks, no sex offender background checks. And so it opened any time that you have a situation where you have people taking care of a vulnerable population, and in this case, at-risk children, minors, there's a huge propensity for people with evil ideas and means to take advantage of those situations and victimize those kids. And so the bill that I crafted alongside Representative Veet and alongside a lot of child advocacy professionals and the Department of Social Services and law enforcement, and we just really tried to bring all the players to the table to try to figure out how we could both respect religious freedom, and we believe in the power of faith to change people, but we also believe that regardless of whether or not you are using faith in your facility or not, you have to adhere to certain standards in order to protect children from abuse. And so that's essentially what the bill addresses. It puts some safety checks in place through mandating background checks of anyone who's going to have unsupervised access to children. And it also ensures that the state is aware that you exist and that you are doing these things, that you're adhering to health and fire safety standards, basically anything that a good business would already be doing. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. It also provides a mechanism for the Attorney General's office to provide oversight. It provides mechanisms for the Children's Division to further engage with law enforcement to just ensure that we have eyes. We have a lot of eyes on the scene whenever there are allegations of child abuse and neglect at one of these facilities.
Representative, final question, because I know you're very, very busy and I appreciate your time. And I know this is going to be very graphic for listeners. You have heard it and I've read it, but it's so horrible what was said in there, but I do think it's important for us to report it. So again, for people, as I record this, they'll be hearing it maybe a day or two later. But folks, again, this is what was said. These are the allegations. That's why Representative Engel has filed the bill. But we had people testify that as children they were beaten, that they were restrained, slammed into concrete, that they were sexually abused. In one witness, one witness described children being forced to eat their own vomit. You were in that room listening to that testimony. Your reaction to what you heard?
Anytime I hear survivors of abuse retell their story, it's incredibly stirring. It shocks the conscience. In all my years of working with survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, and child abuse and neglect, it still is absolutely stunning to me that all of these survivors had such consistent stories, and they were so courageous and brave to tell them. But it horrifies me that we as a state and we as a legislature have failed them. And so I hope we are going to continue to work so hard to ensure that this never happens again, and that it's a very bipartisan effort to ensure that all children who are in the state of Missouri are safe from abuse and neglect.
Representative, is there anything you would like to add about this? I know tonight Keith Morrison, who interviewed you via Zoom, you'll be profiled on this Dateline piece as well. Anything you'd like to add either about the bill, the case, Dateline, feel free.
I would say please, if you are a supporter of this legislation, and I hope that you are, please contact your state representative or state senator to support House Bill 557 and House Bill 560. We are absolutely going to need the support. We are one of two states in the country who have absolutely zero oversight of these kinds of facilities. And we really need to place children at the forefront of everything that we do.